Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Dennis Hyde, H-Y-D-E. Address is 1282 Valley Forge Drive, Chico, California, 95973-8221. His phone is 530-592-8070. ID, leave a blank. Date of birth, 11-6-1948. Oh no, heaven forbid. Insurance is Medicare/AARP, United Healthcare. Pharmacy is CVS, East Avenue, Chico, 530-899-9461. It's addressed to Dr. C-A-U-D-L-E, Adventist Health, 5125 Skyway Suite C, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-2000, fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is throbbing cephalgia. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Dennis Hyde for neurological evaluation, subparagraph. As you are aware, over the last several months, he has developed nocturnal dysomnia with recurrent throbbing cephalgia. Not necessarily associated with hypertension. He feels that he reports experiencing this in the back of his head, radiating to the mid portion of his head. He has been struggling with his sleep for 3 months. With a history of chronic insomnia, using medication, MR brain imaging, completed on December 5, 2022 at Enlo Advanced MRI, showed evidence of a mild cerebral volume loss and ischemic small vessel disease. Subparagraph, whether there was any ventricular dilatation is unclear. New paragraph. He reports that the throbbing sensation in his head is like, quote, a pulse, unquote. But he denies having a history of any migraine in the past. He reports some cognitive impairment, new paragraph. He reports an underlying history of diabetes that is treated. He takes vitamins and nutritional supplements, new paragraph. Your comprehensive notes and his medical lists were highly appreciated. He reports taking Donatol. T-O-U-J-E-O, Solostar insulin. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams twice daily. Metronidazole cream. Minocycline, 45 milligrams orally, parenthesis, a cause of headaches, end parenthesis. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams delayed release, parenthesis, a cause of B12 deficiency, end parenthesis. Actos, 30 milligrams once daily. Rovustatin, Crestor, 40 milligrams. And Januvia, Cytoglipin. New paragraph, he gave a past history of asthma, arthritis, bronchitis, diabetes, cataracts, dyslipidemia, and ulcers. New paragraph, adverse reactions, milk, onion, and garlic. Systematic review of symptoms. General symptoms. Loss of sleep and nervousness. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. EENT, headaches, hay fever, nosebleeds, rhinitis, and sinus problems. Respiratory history of asthma with treatment in the last year. Cardiovascular, no symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, diarrhea, heartburn, indigestion, history of ulcer. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, slow healing after cuts. No history of excessive bleeding or bruising. Locomotor musculoskeletal. Torn disc L4, L5. Dermatological, precancerous skin lesion in the head. male genital urinary. He stands 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighs 129 pounds. He reported a history of decreased urinary force, but no other symptoms. Sexual function. He remains sexually active. He believes that his sex life is sort of satisfactory. He did not indicate a history of public health problems, risk factors for illness. Or transmissible disease. Mental health. He reports trouble sleeping. He has seen a counselor. He believes stress is a problem for him. Neuropsychiatric. He has never been referred for psychiatric evaluation or care. There's no history of convulsions or paralysis. Personal safety. He reports some difficulty with hearing loss, but he does not live alone. He does not give a history of falls. He has not completed an advanced directive, did not request additional information to do so. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. He was born on November 6, 1948. His father died at age 70 of coronary syndrome with cancer. His mother died at age 90 of old age. New paragraph. He did not describe any siblings, spouse, or children. New paragraph. He reported a family history of cancer and diabetes. He did not indicate a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease or stroke, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed high school in 1966. College in 1970, and postgraduate education in 1974. Social history and health habits. He is married. He takes alcohol rarely. He does not smoke. He does not use recreational substances. He is living with a significant other. There's no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. None. He is retired. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. He reports a rotator cuff tear. No history of concussions. Injury to his back and legs. He denies loss of consciousness. He has had serious illnesses, 2 car accidents with torn disc, L4, L5, operations and hospitalizations. He's never had a blood transfusion. He denied operations. He denied hospitalizations or prolonged medical care.
He is.
New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports depressed nervousness, irritable insomnia, throbbing head pain. New paragraph, head. He denied symptoms. Neck. He reports no other symptoms. Upper back and arms. He reports no symptoms. Middle back. He reports no symptoms. Lower back, pain in the L4, L5 area, increased when hiking. Shoulders, he denied symptoms. Elbows, he denied symptoms. Wrists, he reports weakness in his right wrist. Hips, he denied symptoms. Ankles, he denied symptoms. Feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. He denied difficulties with double vision, troubles with a sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation, facial weakness, unusual movements, difficulty with his swallowing. New paragraph, he denied other weakness in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, he denied sensory symptoms of numbness or tingling. New paragraph, he denied unusual tension or stiffness. New paragraph, he denied unsteadiness in gait or falling. New paragraph, he does report difficulty with sleeping, particularly sleep initiation, throbbing headaches at night, unresponsive to common hypnotic medications. New paragraph, neurological examination, mental status. Dennis is a well-developed, well-nourished, right-handed man who is alert-oriented and appears to be in no distress. His thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is his attention concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are entirely preserved. His deep tendon reflexes are not unusually brisk. 2 over 4, proximally and distally, without pathological or primitive reflexes detected. New paragraph. Sensory examination was intact to touch, pin, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing shows no tremor at rest with intention or movement. Rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed were easily accomplished without asymmetries. Or halting characteristics, new paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers was preserved without inducible neuromuscular stiffness or cogwheeling. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination is fluid, non-ataxic. Romberg would be considered unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Dennis Hyde presents with a history of dysomnia, difficulty with sleep initiation, and throbbing cephalgia, particularly at night. New paragraph, initial MR brain imaging is non-disclosing for obvious pathology. New paragraph, recommendations. In consideration for his evaluation and further care, we will obtain a neuroquantitative brain MR imaging study for exclusion of cognitive dysfunction that would be associated with his history of treated diabetes. New paragraph, Circle of Willis, MRA, will be completed to exclude vascular anomalies, including aneurysm producing his symptoms. New paragraph, MR vascular angiography of the extracranial vessels, including carotid and vertebral arteries, will also be completed. New paragraph. Home sleep testing for evaluation of insomnia will be initiated to exclude suspected obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. We will obtain his diagnostic evaluation. I will see him for reevaluation and follow-up, considering further treatment and intervention as may be appropriate. So I respectfully have my professional signature.